Dmitry Stashevsky grew up in San Francisco. No, he's not Russian, although one could be forgiven for making such an assumption. He is, in fact, the child of a Dutch father of Polish descent and a mother from Boston of Italian descent. When it came time for college, Dmitry's decision was between art school or somewhere that focused on the music industry. Since he had been to New Orleans once before, and Loyola University's music programs are well known, coming here was a no-brainer.
The fall semester of my sophomore year, I decided to do this program with the National Outdoor Leadership School, or NOLS, where I was backpacking and canoeing and rock climbing for 3 months for college credit, basically. It just got me thinking a lot about different lifestyles that people choose to live. It's a very privileged thing for me to go on a 3 month backpacking trip, but there are a lot of people who do still live nomadically. And so I just was thinking about that a lot and ended up writing this big paper after I came back.
What he realized was that while much of the world is urbanizing at a rapid rate, there are still people whose entire lives are lived in the outdoors, nomadic people, Mongolian herders among them. Dmitry decided he wanted to go there and signed up for a semester with the School for International Training. For him, the fascination was not the geopolitics of this landlocked country between China and Russia, but the traditional music of the nomadic sheep, goat, and yak herders.
I definitely had a very romanticized idea of what it was going to be like. Half the country lives in one city, so there's 1.5 million people living in one city. That would have been very easy for me to find out that that was the case. I wasn't searching to find that before I went, so I didn't, you know. It's probably better just to not have too many expectations of what it was going to be like, even though, I mean, I definitely did have some expectations. I don't think you can necessarily prepare to go to Mongolia. It's not like going somewhere else in the United States is going to be anywhere like that.
Because the country's capital city, Ulaanbaatar, is attracting more and more people to it from the countryside, there is a real danger that some of Mongolia's pastoral traditions are being lost, something that concerns Dmitry. So, with his audio and video equipment, he spent a month staying with herders in their gurs, the round tents in which they live, capturing their music.
It's mostly vocal, just because if you're out herding, it's just you and your voice. There are folk songs, which are catchy in the same way that an American folk song would be. And then there are long songs. They'll elongate every vowel, so something that's three words might take like 30 or 40 seconds to sing. And even Mongolians don't really understand what's being said. Only the singer really knows what they're saying.
Because there is so much more to learn about Mongolia's pastoral culture, Dmitry has applied for a Fulbright scholarship to capture it. Does that mean he wants to get off the grid permanently and adopt the nomadic lifestyle?
I think you really need to grow up living a nomadic lifestyle, living as a herder, to be able to do that and really enjoy yourself, you know? You're doing the same thing every day, all day, every day. I don't think I'm cut out for it.
To read more about Dmitry's Mongolian adventure and to see his photographs, go to wwno.org or nolavie, nolavie.com. For WWNO, I'm Sharon Litwin.